Okay, so we're going to pick back up where you were talking about supplements for the different...
Do you want me to run through the categories again?
Yeah, if you want to start there, that'd probably be good.
Okay. Okay, so there are many, many supplements that are critical for helping a person cope with CRC and the symptoms related to it, that arise from it. Not everybody will need everything, but the categories include those to kill yeast and heal the digestive system, those to support the immune system, those to support the adrenal gland and reduce stress, others to guard against the die-off and the toxins from die-off, and those to support sleep, which may or may not be needed. So since there are so many supplements, I'll just, and my chart is really pretty comprehensive, and it really is best for an individual to have a practitioner guide them through all this and monitor their reactions to the use of these supplements. I'll just mention a few of them. First, to kill the yeast, grapefruit seed extract is very commonly used. And aloe juice or gel is another one. Are you still there, Diane?
Yeah.
Well, okay. There are prescription drugs that usually a conventional practitioner will use to kill the fungus, but they are not very well tolerated. I've even had people say that they took a course of one of the drugs and it didn't do anything. So, probably because they were using the drug, but they weren't on the diet, and so they didn't see any change. I personally was given one of the drugs years ago. I took half a pill and my entire body from my neck down broke out in a rash. So a very itchy, red, angry rash. So it is not that well tolerated, that meaning the prescription drugs. Probiotics are critical. There are those and there are a lot of guidelines for this, but which are best found in my chapter's chart. But basically, you want to take many different strains, and you want a high count. And what probiotics do, most people know these as Acidophilus, but Acidophilus is only one strain of probiotic. So in addition to the probiotics, the usual probiotics, there's something called Boulardii or S. Boulardii, and that is, again, it's explained in my chapter, and it's a very important strain that helps inhibit the growth of yeast. Prebiotics feed the good bacteria. That actually is a little bit controversial. Not everybody can tolerate prebiotics. I'll jump into, there are many more supplements that relate to the, healing the digestive system. L-glutamine is one of them for leaky gut syndrome. But I'll move into the immune system. One of the most important supplements that my father uses in his practice is whey protein powder. Now, there are certain characteristics of whey that are critical that I'm not going to do here too much detail. But the bottom line is that whey protein is the one exception. I've done some research on this. It is my only exception for dairy. In other words, whey does come from dairy, but it nurtures bacteria, boosts the immune system, it reduces it has so many different beneficial characteristics, including, by the way, if somebody has CRC and they're overweight, it helps with obesity and overweight. So whey protein is really critical. If a person like myself cannot handle any dairy whatsoever, there are other types of protein that can be used, but it's a critical part of the program because muscle can waste during the candida, well, while someone's on the candida program. Adrenal support, one of the most important things that my father has always used is B5, pantothenic acid. Again, I'm not the success of a program greatly depends on not only using these supplements, but, and I tell this to people with, in connection with any use of supplements, dose, quality, combination, how frequently they use it per day, how long they use it for, you know, for a period of time. So just knowing, for example, that one can take pantothenic acid to boost the adrenals, if someone's taking a low dose, they may not feel the boost. So dose is critical. To combat die-off, one of the things that I love to teach people about is vitamin C. It's a natural antihistamine. And it needs to be taken in a very, very high dose in order to combat either the symptoms that already exist or the symptoms that arise from die-off. And there are, let's see, 3, 4, 5. There are like about eight different supplements that can be used to combat the toxins from die-off. And then for sleep, there are a number of supplements as well. A combination that I really like is inositol, which is a component of B-complex formulas, and niacinamide, which is B3. So, and then for lifestyle factors, what I have found, as you mentioned, Diane, I'm still living, and I reiterated, I'm still living the diet. I mean that's largely what I can tolerate and what makes me feel good, and so in connection with that, I also I pursue the lifestyle a lifestyle outside of my diet that helps my wellness. And one of the things that I do is yoga, and I highly recommend that people pick up. Something. I do aerobic exercise and yoga every day, and it doesn't mean that everybody has to do that. There are a number of lifestyle factors in my chapter that should appeal to, you know, some of them should appeal to most people. But I happen to do yoga, and I do 40 minutes of exercise every day, and these help reduce endorphins. They provide a meditative impact and just basically help the immune system. The deep breathing, for example, from yoga, processes the cells throughout the system to help boost immunity. Mm-hmm. So I think that's enough. Detail at this point.
Yeah,
<no. laughs> I think it's a lot. It's a lot to be absorbed. I don't know if you want to go over how somebody like the characteristics. In other words, how would someone know if their medical history is indicative of the growth that can indicate that they might have this? That's one thing that we haven't yet discussed.
We only have a few minutes.
I don't know if we have time. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm wondering if I'm thinking that people are going to have a lot of questions for you. So,
okay.
What I want to do with the rest of the time that we have is just to talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you. You know, whether you want people to, certainly they can come visit the Manchester Park Day Health Shop, or are there other means of getting in touch with you, email or website or phone that you want to give out?
Sure. Sure. My email is, I think the easiest thing is just to have them email through our website. So our website is obviously www.ct, healthshop.com. And that's CT as in Connecticut, health, and then shop spelled the usual way, shop.com. CTHEALTHSHOP. And if they can contact me at info@cthealthshop.com and or just through the website. And if they put in the subject, trying to think what the best, if they just say book inquiry, then I'll put that separate from other inquiries.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that's good. And then certainly, obviously, if people are interested in purchasing the book, they can do that directly from you.
Yeah.
We're expecting to have that out by the middle of April.
Right. And I'd like to provide my phone number, too, I think.
Sure.
The store number is 860-646-8178.
Okay.
So certainly they can call and leave a message for me there, or if I'm there, I'd be happy to talk to anyone who calls in about this.
Right, right. And certainly if anybody's local to the area, they can just stop in and see you live.
Yes, yes. An appointment is not necessary. Sometimes people feel that they need to schedule an appointment with me, but my role in our business is to be available to our customers for whether they're purchasing or not, if they just simply have inquiries. If they need information, I'm happy to discuss this in greater length, and of course to walk them through the chapter and discuss how they can go forward with addressing their concerns.
Right, that's great. Well, thank you so much, Erica. This has been very informative. And again, if people are interested in getting in touch with you, they can do so via stopping in or the website or the phone. And so I look forward to talking to you in the future.
Thanks, Diane. This is fun.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.